Hey, Tim, honey, it's Cheryl Murkowski, one of your underage listeners. Fine, I'm 25, but I have the pubes of a 10-year-old and the prolapsed ass cunt of a 90-year-old. So, long time no speaky. I just had another abortion. Twas hot and messy. So, I always hear people calling and trying to be sexy on your show, usually the women's, so I thought I'd give it a crack. Oh, Timmy. Oh, yeah. You make me feel so smoky. You make me push out my ass cunt, stretch them over my knuckles, and shave the ingrown pubes from the outstretched lips. Oh, yeah, Timmy. Work this thing. Work this goddamn shaver. Work it inside my cunt. Oh, come on, Timmy. Come on.
It's sextastic.
Baby, I just came my face off so hard.
Oh man, oh man, look. That whole little finger is all the way down inside that little... That dick, man. That dick hole, look. Oh, whoa.
It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a message to lonely, horny guys out there. Don't stick your dick in a metal pipe. Sooner or later, you're going to get it stuck. And you'll find yourself part of a story here on Distorted View. Plus, roadkill in a garlic sauce, spicy pork diapers, and attacked with a 10-pound frozen chicken. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday show. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Got a great program for you today. At the top of the show, we're going to get right into Sextastic Tuesday. You know, I tried to find a Halloween-themed story for you because, you know, Halloween's in just a few days. Maybe a story involving a ghost or a vampire or a dude fucking a pumpkin. That's Halloween-y, right? Instead, I found a story that, don't get me wrong, is very frightening, but for very different reasons. You guys remember us talking about vor before, right? Vor is a fetish, and it's all about being consumed. Now, the act of cannibalism is entirely different than vor. Vor is about being I don't know. What the hell's the difference between vor and cannibalism? They might be the same thing, but cannibals eat people because they taste good, and vorophiles get off to the idea of being eaten or eating someone. Who the fuck cares? This story is so stupid. I think it's a perfect fit for Distorted View. How do I know? Let me read you the title. The title of today's Sextastic Tuesday story is How I Was Raped, Tortured, and Killed by a 3-inch tall mouse. New listeners, welcome to the program. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Here we go. I groaned as I woke into the worst headache I had ever felt, blinking as my eyes opened and looked out into the blurry darkness. When I lifted my hand to rub my sore eyes, I found that I couldn't move it from beside my body. It was restrained somehow. I wondered if I had gotten very drunk last night. Perhaps I'd been violent and needed to be held down. Or perhaps the stress of work had finally gotten to me and I flipped out and I was in some form of a nut house. Is anybody out there? There was some movement just a little to the left of me.
You're awake!
It asked in a high-pitched voice. Jesus, here we go. I'm gonna have a sore throat by the end of this stupid story. Where am I?
You're mine! That's all you need to know!
There was a clank from somewhere above, and bright overhead lights flooded the room with light. Okay now, rather than black fuzziness, what the fuck? And the grammatical abortion begins. Okay, now rather than black fuzziness, everything was white fuzziness. This wasn't better, and it didn't improve my headache any. As my vision cleared, I rocked my head around. I was in some sort of large warehouse. To my horror around me, bones were stacked, spelled incorrectly, and near them a pile of hides. I hoped they were animal bones, but then I saw stacked in a small pyramid a pile of skulls. Atop this pile of skulls, smaller than any of them, sat a most peculiar-looking mouse. Like a children's book here. It was yellow-furred with whiskers and a pointy snout, but the most extraordinary was the fact it was wearing, spelled warring what looked like denim overalls and carrying a tiny sword. You know, a nerd wrote this story. She looked down through her glasses and said,
"Hi, I'm Annabelle, and I'll be eating you tonight."
Was this a dream or perhaps a hallucination induced by my madness? Period. Not a question mark. What I was seeing was an abandoned warehouse full of human skeletons. Might be a ward in a hospital. Oh my god, this is unreadable. You can't be real. She trotted down pile of skulls and then proceeded to walk up to my hip. It was at this point I realized I was naked. Sexy time. She opened her mouth and bit hard into my left ass cheek. I felt her needle-like teeth slide into my flesh, and then she pulled back, ripping a chunk of meat from my body. I felt the ripping, tearing pain, and I screamed, and showered in my blood as I bled from my awful wound. "It hurts!" I cried.
"This is real! Every remaining second of your life is going to be filled with pain and humiliation! I'm going to enjoy you! I'm going to enjoy your pain! I will take pleasure from your humiliation, and when I'm finished, I will eat you!"
The mouse crawled up my body. I could feel her sharp foot claws pricking my skin as she climbed my hip. Foot claws. She stood up and looked over to my flaccid dick. I looked in impotent horror as she licked the blood from her muzzle evilly and started to disrobe. You're going to have sex with a mouse. Prepare yourself. Despite my state, I cannot avoid noticing how good-looking she was. What? She's going to eat you, and she's a talking mouse. You should not be having sex with her. Naked, I could see her tiny breasts, mere bumps against her, the flow of her chest. Oh, Jesus. Her long whip-like tail leading up to her ass that looked firm and round. As I looked at this little naked mouse, I could feel my cock stir a little, and a feeling of dread filled me as I saw my penis grow erect. The mouse walked up to my hardening rod and started to rub her naked body against it. I felt the strange, warm, furry sensation of her body pressed against my sensitive organ as she hugged and humped it. I felt the strange sensation of her mouse rubbing her cunt against me. What? I felt the strange sensation of her mouse rubbing her cunt against me, pole dancing with my pole. A real poet here. I felt pleasure from this, but it was a sickening pleasure mixed with fear and horror. I watched her use my body as some sort of perverted masturbatory aid. Listen to her growing cries of excitement as she rubbed harder and harder against me. I saw her fling back her head as she's like a stripper. She's my cherry
pie.
Back to the story here. My body, reflexively and against my will, was also experiencing pleasure. It betrayed me and was growing closer to orgasm when the evil mouse came. I felt my cock stand high, and I knew the slightest stimulation would send me over the edge. She walked away from it and reached down into her pile of clothes. Annabelle picked up, then drew her sword, and promptly chopped off my dick with a single clean stroke. Blood and ejaculate fountained from my dick. In an infinity pain... What? In an infinity painfully exposition. What? I screamed, I cried, in my total agony, I begged any god that was listening to take my life.
"They never come," she said. "They have begged every god, cursed me in every demon's name, and no god has come to free them. No demon has taken their vengeance on me. The only thing with power over life or death here is I. You may worship me as your god if you wish.
Good God, some goth freak wrote this story. Panting deeply, I recovered some of my sense. If I do, will you free me?
No, but I would find it amusing.
The mouse laughing. Ignoring my pleading, she walked slowly along my body, cutting long, thin strips into my skin with her sword. Every one of those crisscrossing cuts increased my pain. And as she made those painful wounds, she giggled with pleasure of the agony she was inflicting upon me. When she had finished with my chest and stomach, she moved off my body and pulled a rope. From above me, a bucket tipped, and methylated spirits were poured over my wounds. It felt as if my chest was burning, every cut was filled with the alcohol, and as I screamed in pain, I could hear her mad giggles of enjoyment. There was a flash beside me, and I saw that the mouse was now holding a lit match like a torch. She placed it against a small puddle where some of the metho had split. That's short for methylated. Yes. She placed it against a small puddle where some of the metho had split. Bright blue flames leapt from the fluid and quickly spread over my body. My chest and crotch hairs became like wicks, pinning the flames to my body as they burned. The fuel that had socked into my wounds, probably soaked is what he was looking for, also caught a light burning, and I don't know what the hell he's trying to say here, into the already damaged skin. The pain was like nothing I had ever felt before. So intense, almost pure sensation. Then it died away, leaving my chest and stomach feeling totally numb. I felt the mouse bite into my foot, cutting into my flesh and eating into my foot. Slowly I felt her work her way up my body, ripping and tearing and eating my meat. That's a lot of food for a little mouse.
I binge because it numbs the pain.
I don't know how long it took for her to eat me. I died a little after she had reached my hips. Just a little. My skin was turned inside out and my bones were stacked carefully with the others. The end. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for October 28th, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Well, let me just say, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, we did an exclusive bonus episode. Today, I've got a second episode just for Sideshow Freaks. And in addition to that, I've got another Sextastic Tuesday. What happened was this. I had recorded a different Sextastic Tuesday to be played on today's show. Then, like a fucktard, I switched off the wrong panel in the breaker box, and it turned off my computer and wiped out the show that I was working on. So then, when the power came back on, I found this really stupid story with the mouse, and I thought, oh, I gotta read that. And after I found it, I was able to recover the original Sextastic Tuesday that was supposed to air today. And let me tell you, if you thought this story was stupid, the other story is the retarded stepbrother to this story. And, oh my god, I have also got a video cast that I have put together. I don't know if I'm going to be able to post it before this show goes up or after, but take a listen. Today, look what you're getting. So if you sign up today, you're getting this show, right? You're getting a separate Sextastic Tuesday that'll be posted. Then you're getting a second bonus episode and a video cast. It's all today, all on the Sideshow. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Four quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here today. See, even you non-paying members are getting something extra. A bonus story, only because the other stories are really short. The first one comes from New York. A Newburgh fire... I guess that's how you pronounce it. A Newburgh firefighter became a surgeon Friday, called upon to use a pneumatic saw to cut a piece of steel pipe off a 73-year-old man's penis. Why is a 73-year-old man trying to masturbate to begin with? I think, you know how sports teams occasionally will retire a player's number? I think the same should be done with old people's penises. Cut that cock off, frame it, hang it on the wall, and rather than trying to use it past your prime and looking foolish, just stare at that picture and fondly remember its glory days. Firefighters were dispatched to St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital shortly after 9 p.m. for a public service call. Hospital personnel asked them for tools to cut off a ring. The fire department has a ring cutter used to clip wedding bands from swollen fingers, but firefighters learned that wouldn't be enough. The pipe was an inch long, an inch in diameter, and made of quarter-inch thick steel. How is fucking that thing at all comfortable? Get a pocket pussy, for Christ's sakes!
And the pocket pussy is basically, it's like, it's embarrassing. It's like a rubber vagina, and it comes with lube. So, it's just like a toy that people use to masturbate with. And so I had one.
Thank you, Christian video blogger, confessing to his pocket pussy sins.
Watching pornography is a sin, so I'm confessing.
It's okay. All right, back to the story here. Yes, I'm fascinated by this. Medical personnel weren't able to perform typical medical procedures, such as forcing blood from one side of the penis to the other in order to pull the pipe off. The man's penis had swollen and turned purple. Authorities said the pipe was apparently an erotic aid, but did not elaborate. Well, would you really need to? It's a pipe. There's a hole in it, and his cock is stuck in it. You pretty much put the pieces together there. Assistant Fire Chief Scott Mandoz said firefighters chose a whizzer saw for the job. The whizzer saw is an automotive tool powered with air bottles and adopted by emergency responders who frequently deal with car crashes. Firefighters use it more commonly to saw off mufflers. This was to be a more delicate operation, though. Hospital staff prepared the man, who was unidentified, by wrapping the skin and sliding a lubricated tongue depressor between the pipe and the man's penis. A doctor, nurses, and a paramedic gathered in the emergency room as a firefighter, quote, one of the new guys, prepared to begin the operation. "Just don't cut it off," the senior citizen reportedly said. For more than 90 minutes, the firefighter sawed bit by bit into the pipe, pausing occasionally to cool the saw. The time duration was critical, Mandoz said. Hospital staff worried the man could lose his penis if blood circulation was cut off for too long. Well, the whizzer saw emptied the first bottle of air and then a second. Finally, after 5 air bottles, the saw clipped through the final bit of pipe and they were able to free the man. He was apparently unharmed by the operation, so he still has a fully functional, well, he is a senior citizen, a semi-functional, disgusting-looking, wrinkly, shriveled up cock. Second story we have for you today comes from Texas. It's a real short one. Custom inspectors scored the makings of a barbecue when a 21-year-old South Texas woman declared several soiled baby diapers at a U.S.-Mexico border crossing. Suspicious of the chunky diapers. Diapers should not come in the same variety as peanut butter. Suspicious of the chunky diapers, inspectors with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the International Bridge found several links of spicy pork sausage inside. Terrorist! It was an Al-Qaeda operative. I knew it. Trying to replace all our normal sausage with spicy chorizos. Therefore, we'll all need to drink more water, thus causing a nationwide shortage. I'm on to you, Mexican satellite branch of Al-Qaeda. Yes, the mission resident, who was not identified after the Friday night incident, was fined $300 and her chorizo was seized. So there you go. Third story we have for you today. This one comes from New York. Health officials shut down a suburban Buffalo restaurant after an inspector found employees butchering a dead deer inside the business. What kind of restaurant was it? You guessed it, a Chinese restaurant. Erie County Health Department officials said they got a tip Friday about a dead deer in the China King restaurant in the town of Hamburg. Surprised it wasn't named something like 11AAA China King or something. They always try to get first in the phone book there. All right, yes, an inspector soon arrived and saw the deer being butchered in the kitchen. State health law prohibits butchering an animal inside a restaurant. There should also be laws that prohibit roadkill from being sold as Szechuan beef. Number 45 is a lie! Yes. Officials don't know whether the deer had been killed by a hunter or a vehicle. They said there was no indication the deer meat was served to any customers. Well, yeah, they were still cutting it up. The message on the restaurant's answering machine Monday says it was closed because of family emergencies. family can't make bail. That's the emergency. Final story we have for you today comes from Michigan. A man accused of stabbing his mother with a fork and attacking a second woman with 10 pounds of frozen chicken has pleaded guilty to one count of felonious assault. Have we read this story before on the show? I can't remember. There's been so many stories where people have been attacked by frozen chickens, I can't keep track of them all. Frederick McKenney, 40, entered the plea Friday in Jackson County Circuit Court. Prosecutors dropped additional assault, larceny, and other charges. Prosecutors said McKenney stabbed his mother with a fork on June 23rd and later exchanged words with another woman as he rode a stolen bicycle. They said he hit her in the head with a plastic bag of frozen chicken, opening a wound that required 5 surgical staples to close. McKenney will be sentenced December 11th. He faces up to 4 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, we're checking in with my freaky deekies.
Hello, Tim. Jagu. Canadian J, as always. Just calling in about the show on the 17th, the Friday show.
Okay.
About the voicemail with the young man. I don't know if that's the underage listener, I should say. I sound like an old person now. Him bitching about that is kind of stupid. Because with PayPal, you don't really need your parents' permission. You can link the account into your bank account. And I'm hoping, like, any, you know, maybe, 15, 16, 17-year-old, you should have a part-time job. Don't you get a paycheck? Don't you get that direct deposit? Link it into your bank account. It usually doesn't take too long, especially with American banks. And, you know, heck, $5 a month. And you get the best of the distortion from the beloved Timmy here. You know, he's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, little guy needs to quit bitching and get his shit together.
There you go. Just get a PayPal account.
Hey, Tim. This is Kay, your Indiana listener again.
Hi, Kay.
I know I call you a lot. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyways, I've got a combination Kid Bop reference and freak moment for you.
All right.
So what?
All right, Kay.
You just love Kid Bop to absolute death, you know, the pedal bait that it is. And I got proof of that theory today when looking it up on YouTube and finding them doing a cover of Lil Wayne's Lollipop. If you've never heard the song, the chorus is a bunch of little kids singing, I wanna lick you like a lollipop. Yeah. My freak moment came when I was listening to this and thinking to myself, you know, while picturing all these 12 and under kids singing along to this, you gon' get raped. Anyways, thought I'd just share that with you. And,
oh, true.
You know, Jigu.
I can't believe they performed that song on Kids Bop. Oh.
Jigu.
Jigu.
You just got done reading, in my world, you just got done reading the story about the guy who hacked his wife to death because she changed her Facebook status to single. Actually,
right.
A similar thing happened to me. My wife and I split up, and she pretty much immediately had her status as single as well. And I just gotta say, it's a pretty understandable reaction.
So you're condoning this guy hacking the woman to bits. You're a freak, my friend.
I was tempted to do the same thing. So I think we should cut him.
You can do better. You don't need that bitch in your life.
Hey, Tim, I got a joke for you.
Yes.
What's the most disgusting thing inside of a nigger's clothes?
Oh, my God.
A nigger. Get it? Keep preaching.
Jeez.
White power, man.
Wait a second.
Get it? Keep preaching the white power, man. Love the show.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
All right. I do not condone white supremacist activity, even though that's probably my largest group of listeners.
Jagu Timothy, this is Mike from Ohio. I was listening to the Sideshow exclusive show from 1020, and when you were playing the part where the people from the small town in our home state were complaining about Barack Obama, I don't understand, but don't they realize that Barack Obama is an Oreo?
I mean,
the guy is half white. If he were to go against white people, he'd be going against one of his parents.
And it's not like a real black person is running for president. You know what I mean? He doesn't act black at all.
I guess
ghetto.
don't pay attention.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
What's going on?
It's whiter than
on
me.
On another note, did you happen to hear what Howard Stern did back on October the 1st, where he sent one of his people into Harlem, where they were questioning the black people in Harlem about Barack Obama,
oh,
why they were
no.
voting for him, and then they took it and they got it. Switched the views, attributed all of McCain's stuff to Obama, even going so far as to saying, how do you feel about Obama's running mate, Sarah Palin, and would you still vote for him? And the people said, yes, they'd still vote for Barack Obama.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter what color your skin is, you're just as much of a dumbass as anybody else out there.
All right, very good, very true.
Jigu Tim, this is Nard.
Nard! Oh my god!
Yeah, I got caught up with all the Sideshow episodes.
Yay!
It took me weeks since
yes.
I came back from Manila. Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of Sideshow stuff on there.
Suggestion for the window licker. He can try shoving a butt plug up his ass. Those very, very large ones, so he can open up that ass really wide.
Oh, screw that. I want one of those, you know, those big, giant rubber fists?
Then put a Mentos in.
Oh.
And do a Coke enema.
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Aha.
I'd like to see a video of that.
I'm sure you would, Nard.
Here I come with a microwave.
The whistles go, woo, woo! All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to... Oh, my God. I got to just mention this. If you guys... The best reason to sign up for the Sideshow right now is this weekend's Sideshow podcast, the exclusive show, has one of the greatest voicemails ever. And it was someone thinking they reached The View on ABC, not Distorted View. So some stupid idiot typed in The View... And my show, Distorted View, came up in the results. And he just clicked, oh, there's a phone number. I got a call asking about Joy Behar's package or something. Oh, that was great. All right. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
Yeah, I got it on my clock.
Guys, please take a second and vote for us every single day at the Podcast Awards. Distorted View was nominated for Best Mature Podcast. And voting continues until, I believe, November 4th. You just click on Distorted View in the Mature category, type in your name and email address, and boom, you're done. That's all it takes. PodcastAwards.com. There's a link on the show notes today. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on Dig.com. If you're Sideshow Freaks, got a bonus episode of the show for you. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody. I can wait for medication. Getting myself into you. Take a break from compensation.
Better of our poor Drano down your cunt.